is out. The crossing guards have packed up, and the speed limit in our studio is 100 miles per hour. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand, which we'll be talking about later with Jimmy. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Part Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittlePartMedia.com or contact info at LittlePartMedia.com. So you take a picture and you change the conversation, Jimmy. You've seen that image of the crying child at the feet of her mom and also a border agent. It went viral, and it really stirred up the controversy that has now led to policy changes in the Trump administration. Really the first time that we've seen the Trump administration back off of something because of the blowback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it couldn't happen fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. And it did happen very fast. In fact,
it
practically
did.
Over 4 hours.
Wow. Just since the, and again, for those of you who haven't seen it, just Google the picture. We'll actually put it up, link it on our Facebook site as well.
Yes. Well, I think we can. You know, it's a Getty image. I want to make sure
we give lots of credit. We link to the story. We're not putting the picture up there.
Right,
we're going to link to it.
Right, because we don't want to cause any issues.
But it's a dramatic shot of the little girl in tears sort of looking up. And you don't see the face of her mom. You don't see the face of the border agent, just this little girl and these grown-up legs in the shot there.
And I think it really goes, it shows again how, and I know it's cliche, how a picture tells a thousand words, okay? Mm-hmm. And when I teach, I usually put up a picture on the screen and I say, okay, let's see if we can come up with a thousand words to describe what we're seeing. And it goes to the impact of the visual image, whether that's
video. We are a visual society.
We are a visual society, and especially in social media. And I might add, because while we're talking about this very powerful image, Time Magazine did something with Photoshop with this image.
They did.
That, I mean, I'm not sure how I feel. I'll be perfectly honest. As you know, I am not a big supporter of POTUS.
Right.
In this case, I really think the media went overboard. I really do.
Well,
because it's fabricated.
Describe for what
okay,
it is
so
that you're
got
talking
a crying,
about.
We
have
kind
the child.
Of described that we have this Mexican child who is a diminutive.
Right. It's, you know, it's a child.
It's a
little girl.
It's a small human.
Right.
That's called a child. Right. And next to the child.
Well, there are those 7 foot 4-year-olds out there sometimes. But yes.
Anyway, and I believe Photoshop, you can actually just take out
cut
that
out,
image
right.
of the little girl. And they put POTUS next to this little girl
looking down
at her. And the caption is something like, welcome to America.
Right,
welcome
exactly.
to Trump's America
right.
or something like that.
Right. Now, it's
a fabrication. It's designed to sell magazines.
And it's designed to get us to talk about
and
it.
And it's designed to, and they sure did a good job with that.
Right.
But it just gives him so much more power about.
To say, look at those.
Fake news.
Right.
Look what they're doing to me again. And, you know. It's,
but at the same time, it is, and you understand why, you know, let's strip aside the political divide that we have here. That picture does make sense in the context of what has been going on. His administration had a policy. This picture represented the harshness of that policy. This picture drove the reversal of the policy. And so it makes sense. It's not completely out of left field. Now, if you're a supporter of Donald Trump, then you see this as yet another piece of the liberal media trying to do too much with this story, which you've heard some say that,
yes.
that it's being overblown. But at the same time, it's within the realm of accuracy to make a point about something that's legitimate.
Yes, and if it really wanted to be powerful. And by the way, this child standing.
You're having trouble with the size of the child.
Well, no, I'm trying to, again, it's.
You use, for those of you who are just
I
listening,
speak with
Jimmy
my
does
hands.
These hands.
I right, speak
but
with my
it's,
hands.
It's as if you have the sense that a child this is unusual that a child is small.
Right. Well, you know what I say, Dan? You've heard me say this. If you're young enough to be my kid, you're a kid. Okay?
Right. Okay.
So, and that could go to like 35, 40 years old
and,
now,
and
right?
It would not be the variety.
It would not be
this.
The small version right. that I'm using. All right. Anyway, the image, first of all, you do not see the face of the mother.
Right.
You only see the.
It's like waist down, basically.
Right, because but the Border Patrol guy, I guess, is patting her down.
Right.
And
hey,
by
I guess
the way,
so, right.
don't understand whether that's a male or a female doing the patting down. I want
the leg,
generic.
The looks, leg structure appears to
like
be
male.
That of a male,
okay.
but it could be
and the
an
child
woman.
Is crying. Okay.
right.
Now, this is what a child does, by the way, when they're not getting right. their way or they don't understand something.
Only children?
Well, some cry,
right.
some whine,
right, right.
some shout.
Right.
That being said, this child was crying. But what we didn't see, Dan, was the child being there are images out there that we see the children actually being taken away from the parent,
right.
which I think would be even more powerful as far as an expression goes than this.
Well, no, not
Tell
necessarily.
Me why.
Not
Tell
necessarily.
Me why.
Because you know how, well, it there.
Tell me why. Explain it to me.
I'm going
to
make a weird connection
explain
here.
Explain it to
okay?
the sports guy
so
in the
hear,
room, will you?
Hear me out, even though I'm starting with the word playboy.
Okay.
So, you know, there is this notion that unclad women aren't necessarily as sexy as partially clad women. There is this
okay.
nature that everything isn't revealed, and so what's kind of being held back is what makes it so dramatic. So in this particular case, and again, not making a parallel between what's happening at the border and Playboy, but just for the visually how these pictures
how
are sometimes
photo, how impactfully
right.
photo can
exactly.
be.
Exactly. So in this particular, if you see a number of photos of kids being taken away from their parents, it's just one of another tragedy, you know, of a child being taken from their parents. What the pictures that always stand out are almost isolated in a way, yet partially connected to whatever that thing is. I go back, for example, the Syrian crisis, mm-hmm. when it had been going on forever. Okay?
I can see
and
that picture.
And nobody, you know, the average person wasn't getting riled up. A lot of people were paying attention to it, but they weren't all galvanized around one thing until there was that photo of the body of the child washed up on the shore. You could have had a photo of a lot of kids washed up on the shore, or you could have had kids being rescued and this, that, and the other. Bottom line is, it was the way that picture touched people because it was different. It stood out. And I think that's what it is. If you're showing everything, sometimes it takes away from you being able to imagine something even much worse than you're seeing. So you're there and you just see half bodies of the border agent and the mother. You don't really know what's going on there. In a way, it seems like the mother is there, but then this child is there by themselves. You add a layer of imagination that gets you worked up. And that's what happened in this case. And this picture went viral, yep. which led to change.
Right. And I don't know. Have we given John Moore, the photographer?
No, we have not
images?
Given
Let's
it.
Let's give him a little credit. Because I do respect photojournalists because they are telling stories
right.
with their cameras, with their images. And as we can attest to, very powerful. What I don't understand, and let's go behind the media here
right.
for a second. You know, when you are a news person and you go into a school where you do not have releases to use the images of under 18-year-olds,
right.
they digitize and blur out the faces.
I'm glad you brought this up,
okay,
Jimmy.
Because here is a non-American, a Mexican
right.
person coming to this country, right. trying to get into this country. And we're not showing the mother and the Border Patrol.
But we're showing the
adults,
child.
But we're showing the kid.
I'm so glad you brought that up because this goes back to that whole debate about how we will show dead kids from other countries, but we're not going to show dead kids on a sidewalk from, you know, American kids.
The horrible stories that we've seen
exactly.
out of schools
it's
and
like,
the shootings
exactly.
and what happened.
Like, you're not going to show that, but if kids are dead in some other country somewhere, it's okay to do that. It almost
that
seems
because we're a litigious society,
well,
perhaps?
It's partly that. I think there's a bias there sometimes that seeps into it. It's like, well, what a, you know, that's them from there, and we can just do whatever we want, and they're coming here. I don't know. I mean, I haven't found a lot of research on this, even though this has been discussed at various different, you know, events that I've been at over my career. But it is an important question for us to examine because you're right. I mean, if that had been, happening at a school somewhere, would we have just been willing? There may have been more debate debate around whether they should use it or whether they should get permission to use it and so forth. I don't know. Maybe there's something that we don't know, but I doubt it.
Right.
I think this was just took a picture. You put it up there. low risk, you know?
And Dan, through the years and through history, we've seen images that come to my mind through John saluting the casket as it goes by.
Right.
Okay, I mean that.
And for those
kills
of you
me.
Who don't know who John John is,
oh my God,
John
really?
F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes,
yes, at his father's funeral,
funeral.
He was the president of the United States,
who
was assassinated.
Was driving by. That was crazy. The Vietnamese child
had
the
napalm. Yes. You know
1972.
What? The naked Vietnamese child. You know what?
Yep.
One of my producers was actually there. Art Lord. He passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But he was actually there and part of that when she was coming down the sidewalk. He was covering the war for NBC News at the time.
Yep, and it was a photo by photographer Nick Ute.
Right.
UT.
Every single major event.
I like
every...
that they actually identified the young girl.
Yeah. Actually, I think she was later on some sort of documentary or
right.
whatever. But
right.
it is amazing how pictures, and it's a little different than the world we're in, which is the video world,
mm-hmm.
where we capture lots of different moving images at all times.
A gazillion images
exactly.
compared to what it was like in the old days where we'd get one or two.
Well, actually, and back in the real old days, now they can basically click like crazy and then isolate what they want. Back then, you click,
actually,
click. You couldn't
right.
fire off as many
That's
different
right.
Shots. So now you can just get all the motions, then pick the right one. Not to take away the artistic abilities of the photographers nowadays, but
it's a little different. It's a secret that I use all the time. You know, if you just
take the
stream the video, you can pick a frame.
You know, I did that the other day with my daughter. She was running, and I got it just back.
I saw that picture.
That came from video.
Picture.
Thank you very much. I will point this out, though, Jimmy.
Yep,
this goes along with what we've been talking about. Josh Meltzer, who is an assistant professor of photojournalism at the Rochester Institute of Technology, in this article, and I believe it was the Washington Post where I saw it, said that the photo communicates a lot with just a glance. Quote, "This offers a lot very quickly and very powerfully. The emotion on top of all that factual information is what elevates the picture to a really profound image. That quick read is well suited to a world where we speedily sift and scroll through content online."
Yeah. And this is the 24/7 news cycle. This
exactly.
is what goes on. And we kind of teased this before behind the media, was in 4 hours. So this photo by Getty Images was released June 21st at 6:28 a.m. Pacific time.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
There was an immediate comment an hour later, 7:37, from the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, which I believe had something to do with the fact that, okay, we weren't taking this child away from the mother.
Right.
We were just making sure she wasn't carrying any firearms or anything that would cause
right.
Damage or whatever. At 8:21 p.m., there was information added about the Time magazine cover. So needless to say, this is what, 10:30, 11:30 in the
yeah.
morning. Somebody at Time magazine saw this and immediately went into, hey,
guess what we can do with this,
exactly. right?
Exactly.
9:01 a.m. More information about from ProPublica Audio.
ProPublica, yeah.
And then after that, added Bloomberg's report on the reunification. So this happened. This photo hit, and within 4 hours, I believe that
it moves very.
The POTUS
quickly, yeah.
and his administration decided, "Oops, we can't let this go." And because I think when you get right down to it, Dan, we all care about kids.
Right.
I mean, we just do as humans. You know that kids. Are there? We're trying to actually create a world that will make it better for
right.
kids.
And they get caught in the middle of politics.
Yes, they do.
And this is a case where that
led
to some change. In this article, and I'll just wrap up this part of it, where the article says, for viewers, it was also a first intimate look at a situation they may have only heard about. So not everybody has been paying as close attention to it. It has been in the headlines everywhere. But this photo begs its audience to wonder, what happened to that little girl in the pink sneakers? So it's the emotion that something like this can draw out. We've seen the effects of it.
Yep.
A picture can really move not only a community, but an entire nation.
All right, let's go behind the media.
Yeah.
Okay, because I love that. That's why we call it.
That's why
we go behind
the media. So should I crawl behind this TV
no.
just to see what's back
so
there?
You stay right
HDMI
there.
I
throw something out and I need a reaction.
Okay.
Because that's what I love to do on this show.
Okay.
So we have a still image.
Yeah.
And then we have a lot of moving images. Let's
mm-hmm.
face it, as a news reporter and video journalist, usually it's video that's moving.
Right.
What is more powerful, a color still photo, a black and white still photo, or actual video moving that shows and you can hear the emotion. And I'm adding audio
to it
because usually with video comes audio alongside and natural sound. I always say the camera acts as an eavesdropping device from the world to go into the huddle, if you will, or into that particular at the border, so you can actually hear and see what is going on in real time. What is more powerful as an award-winning journalist? Yeah. What is your feeling about that?
Well, I don't know that there's a clear-cut answer to it because there are caveats here. First of all, I think if a picture is so unique as this one was, or the child washing up on shore, if you had gotten a piece of video of those events, those just standalone events, the picture was more powerful than the video. And I think in most cases, a really great shot is much more powerful than video. I think a black and white picture, I like black and white pictures in general. Mm-hmm. I'm not so sure that I necessarily think that they're more gripping or more powerful because I feel as if they're making me want to feel the emotion. Mm-hmm. So they turned it into black and white. It's not as if we don't have color. Mm-hmm. That to me, it doesn't really do it. I think it's a neat technique and so forth.
Right.
But the more vivid with the colors is what resonates with me. Now, where video, I think, has the upper hand is if you have someone on a sidewalk, like the large man who was being arrested by a police officer, and he had his knee on his back or something. He couldn't breathe, and he says, "I can't breathe," or something like that. Mm-hmm. There was one in particular that we remember. There was another time at an event in Florida during the campaign year where this millennial kind of guy was being pushed out, a protester being pushed out at an event, and he said, "Don't tase me, dude," or something like that.
"Don't tase me, bro."
Bro. So when you take those kinds of pictures and you add the right or video and you have the right kind of audio with it, that's something that would have never resonated as a picture.
Right.
Because it needed the audio to back it up.
Right.
So that's why I think sort of if you want me to pick one, you know, then I would say, I think a picture is usually what does it for me. And video works with sound or the narrative of the correspondent or the producers working on it.
Yeah, we all recognize the importance of using the camera as that eavesdropping device to take you to that actual moment. And in that particular case, in this particular case with the little girl, you notice I didn't use my hands this time.
Yes, you didn't.
I did. Okay, I'm holding them.
You're holding, but that was tough.
And it is tough.
Yeah.
You could hear her screaming. Mm-hmm. Without actually hearing, you know, without the audio.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yes, you could.
Because of
which
her
is much
reaction,
more powerful.
Her facial expression.
And you
expression.
Know what? And when you're hearing her in your mind, it can be louder than it really is.
Right.
It can be more heart-wrenching than it really is. And that goes to that quote I was just reading a while ago where we put into it whatever we wanted to get out of it. And that's what makes it so gripping.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about the image of the Vietnam girl,
right,
with the napalm and having her clothes burnt off. Is that the other image that stands out in my mind forever? The fireman, 9/11, in the debris when pushing up that American flag.
Like that
the
was
Iwo Jima.
That was powerful. I mean, we could sit here all day and talk about these images, but it's great to see that that great images are still appreciated. And that the right kinds of images can cause wrongs to be righted.
Yep.
And this is a case where, you can argue about what this actually means in this policy shift, that it shouldn't have even happened in the first time, in the first place. But the bottom line is, I think there's been some course correction, and there are a lot of forces that align behind that, but this picture being at the center of it.
The right thing happened. That's the most important thing. Notice I said
the correct thing happened.
Thank you very much. And what I found interesting also about this is the outrage on social media and the power of the reaction of the people once again saying this is wrong.
Right.
Okay. And within hours, they made a policy change.
Right.
And
that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
There's two
good
things you've said about the Trump administration now. I'm keeping tabs.
Careful. I did use his name once.
Yes, you did.
And that wasn't a good thing. It was just a fact.
It was a better observing. Thing. Yes, you observed.
Just observing.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Jimmy.
Trust me, I have the rest of the show to make up for it. Okay.
If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments? Reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.